Homes.com has collaboration tools to help home shoppers search, share, and discuss home shopping with family, friends, and their agent directly through the site. Though it was fun to get that email from your husband about that three-bedroom in the hills, to which you replied via text that you would never live in the hills and you'd like to find a three-bedroom closer to the beach, to which he replied, "Why are you so uncompromising?" A fun way to spend an afternoon, but we think it's just a tad bit easier our way. Homes.com.
Bing dong.
We've done your homework.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Remember when I told you about this?
5 years ago, our family left medical insurance.
You've heard me share extensively about how much our family loves Samaritan Ministries. Now they have launched an additional sharing option called Redeem Health Share Ministry.
What's cool about Redeem is that it has an exclusive add-on that can share for things like dental, mental health, vision, preventative care, gym memberships, and other things to improve your health. It is everything we love about Samaritan, just with more program options to fit our family's healthcare needs.
I'm Autobeat reporter Jeff Gilbert. For the past quarter century, I have been doing a Car Chronicles test drive feature every Friday for WWJ. That means I get to drive a lot of cool vehicles. I also get to talk to other people who drive a lot of cool vehicles. Let's take a look back at some of the best vehicles, the most interesting vehicles of 2025. Joining me, Mark Phelan. He's the auto critic for the Free Press. So, Mark, what are some of the vehicles that left an impression on you in the year gone by?
There's a bunch of really good ones. I am struck by what a good job and how fascinating Stellantis's multi-energy platform idea is, having a one family of vehicles that can be gasoline or hybrid or electric. You know, things like the Dodge Charger, which you can get in any flavor you like. That fascinates me. The Hyundai Palisade is a seriously terrific big SUV, full of thoughtful little features. And on the truck side, again, Stellantis, they undid one of the big mistakes of these last few years, and they started building Ram pickups with Hemis in them again. I mean, it's been a fascinating year.
All right. Now, a few years ago, everybody was saying the future was all electric. We've learned the hard way that it isn't all electric. Multi-energy? What is the future?
Honestly, eventually it will be largely electric, I think. A lot of companies, yeah, they wanted to win the press conference, so they announced goals for how fast they'd go all electric that, you know, were never really attainable. But electric vehicles are going to continue to grow, but car companies are figuring out how are ways that they can efficiently develop several different technologies at the same time, which is a unique new challenge. We just saw Ford hitting the reset button on billions of dollars of investments because it is such a unique challenge.
Are you sad to see the F-150 Lightning go away?
I think the F-150 Lightning served its purpose. Ford wanted to be first on the market with an electric EV. It's in their company DNA. Being first matters. It's not clear that it really does in the long run, but they achieved that. And because they put so much work into it, their second, more fully sorted out electric pickup was delayed and now, you know, has been almost canceled. So the F-150 Lightning was a noble attempt, and it served its purpose.
And they're going to bring it back as an EREV. To quickly explain what an EREV is, because most people don't understand auto industry acronyms. It's extended range electric vehicle, like the old Chevy Volt, but with a little more power. It's got a battery. It'll run on electric power. Then they put a generator on it that'll add more electricity so that you don't have to fill it up right away. You can fill it up with gas. Gasoline, drive it forever, no range anxiety. But if you don't drive it a long way, you're driving an EV. So what do you think of the EREV strategy? We're hearing a lot about that. Are people going to buy these vehicles?
I think the real question is, are people going to understand them? I mean, once you use them, they're relatively simple. You plug in overnight, you drive, you know, 40, 50. In the case of Dodge, they're saying maybe 150 miles on electricity at all. And if you need to go farther, the generator turns on and it uses gasoline to make, you know, more electricity for you. So it's fairly simple, but people just don't completely comprehend it when they're buying it, and they've been very reluctant to buy the vehicle so far. It was the reason that the Chevy Volt had such a short production run. It was a brilliant solution, but, you know, neither the press talking about how brilliant it was nor GM spending hundreds of millions of dollars advertising it was ever able to convince people it was the right solution for them.
Now, you and I are both on the jury for North American Car Truck Utility of the Year Award. We'll do a bit of a lightning round here. Car finalists, Honda Prelude, Nissan Sentra, Dodge Charger. Quick impressions.
Charger, fascinating because it is almost all things to all people. Big gasoline muscle car, electric vehicle, two doors, four doors, all-wheel drive. Fascinating package. Honda Prelude, attempt to revive a beloved old name, this time with hybrid power. How well they simulate the feeling of driving a sporty gasoline engine will be key to its success. Nissan Sentra, Nissan needs a hit, and we all need more affordable cars. And the Sentra is a pretty good new affordable compact.
And for truck, two Rams, the 2500 and the Hemi Ram you just mentioned, as well as a Maverick Lobo. Some impressions?
The Ram 1500 with the Hemi is exactly what people wanted. The new Hurricane six-cylinder engine is great, but when Ram told people they were taking away the Hemi and giving them something else they'd never driven, they rebelled. Putting the Hemi back in was a brilliant move. It will smooth the waters for Ram. The 2500s are heavy-duty trucks. They can tow up to, I think, around 30,000 pounds. So they're really tools. And they are very good tools, and they added a lot of new technology to make them more sophisticated, easier to manage if you've got a fleet of them. Very good vehicle. The Maverick Lobo is just fun. It's a compact pickup. They lowered it. They changed the drivetrain so that you can kind of drift it through curves. It is a street truck like people used to customize for themselves, but it's from the factory. Very well executed.
And finally, utility of the year. You already raved about the Hyundai Palisade, which is one of the three. Also, Lucid Gravity and Nissan Leaf. Some thoughts on the other two.
The Lucid Gravity is Lucid's second vehicle. They desperately need it to succeed, and it feels like it should. It's a big SUV. It is fast. It is powerful. It's got lots of the advanced technology. It's comfortable. It looks a bit like a minivan to me, but that may just be me. But it should get traction. And the Nissan Leaf is a desperately needed replacement for the last Leaf, which was, it's an electric vehicle. It was not particularly competitive. The new Leaf, it's got more range. It's got an appealing price. It looks good. The big question for it will be, how much do people like the Chevy Bolt when it goes on sale early in 2026? Because they may be priced very close to each other and competing for the same buyers.
With comprehensive reports on local schools you won't find anywhere else, Homes.com is the only place to find the in-depth info home shoppers want. Very in-depth info. Curious about where a school ranks in the state? Look no further. Percentage of teachers in their first or second year? We've got it. Lowest student-teacher ratio? No problem. The best cafeteria lunch in the district for your 9-year-old food blogger? Would it surprise you if we said yes? Homes.com. Bingo. We've done your homework.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org or call 1-844-REDEEM-0.